Hey guys, this is Nard. Today is a Mother's Day special. However, Ray couldn't join us today because he got sick. He can't make it. And it's his birthday on May 12th. So you can email him at ray@bearpodcast.com to give him some comfort and greet him happy birthday if you can. Before we go on, I would like to make a special shout out to Joe Malucci. Happy birthday! Joe is the producer and director of Bear Radio Network, and this show plays every Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, with an encore on Sundays at the same time. Check out the music and radio talk shows on bearradio.net. In Ray's absence, I was able to call in my friend Jeff to co-host with me, so this is an impromptu chaser show. So, all right, here we go. Bear Podcast 318, and this is a chaser show. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard. And joining me today is a surprise guest. It's Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Nard. How are you doing?
Hey. So I'm glad you could join me today. Because it's really an impromptu one because actually, why? Because Ray is sick right now. He is sick and he's not feeling well. He's got this migraine or stomach ache, whatever. I don't know. And I spoke to him just briefly and he was on his way to bed. And he was supposed to join me in talking to my mom this evening. So I ended up, it's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day weekend. Yesterday was Mother's Day. And I got to talk to my mom. And me and Ray are supposed to talk to my mom this evening. But Ray couldn't make it. So I did it solo. Yeah. So if you listen to the whole show later, Jeff, you'll probably hear my mom talking about noodles and going to restaurants. Anyway, so how have you been? I haven't talked to you for a long while, except for Twitter. In text messages,
I've been doing pretty good. Just doing a lot of school and homework right now. Not really much of anything else. Just checking out Bears on Grindr as usual. And,
oh my god! You posted that guy that from that Grindr bear from that trucker. Oh my god, he was so hot.
I think his name is Josh.
Josh, he's
Jerry. Jerry. It's Jerry.
Okay, he's passing through. He's passing through New York then, or Pennsylvania? Where was he passing through?
I don't know where he was. He was just 90 miles away. So somewhere in my area.
90 miles from New York. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, listener, if you have Grindr, there's this guy named, this is Trucker that Jeff here posted on Facebook, I think, was it?
And Flickr.
And Flickr. And it's such a hot bear. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Anyway, I don't know if we can post that picture on the album art. I don't think so. No. He won't like it. But yeah, it's nice. Did you say hi to him? What did he say? Did he say anything?
I actually didn't say anything.
Oh, you just...
I'm always really shy with chatting with bears online, so...
That's right. Okay, so it's been Mother's Day, and I got to talk to my mom. Actually, if you listen to it later, in a few minutes from now. But before we go to the interview, how about you? How about you, Jeff? Did you call your mom? Did you see your mom this weekend, or did you call her or something?
Actually, yeah, we did. We actually talk on Skype regularly, so I actually kind of got to see her because she's got a webcam too. So. And this is kind of embarrassing, but we both play Farmville.
Oh my god! Does she water your plants or does she?
Yeah.
How does it go? Does she put fertilizer on your marijuana plant or something? No, not marijuana, but they don't have.
Yeah, I fertilize her crops all the time.
Yeah, not marijuana.
That sounds so wrong.
I know. Yeah, I don't know. I just couldn't get into it. Even Mike, my partner Mike, just couldn't get into it. But is your partner doing the same thing? Does he like Farmville also?
No, he actually kind of hates it, actually. He actually watches me play, and he's like, I don't know how you play that. So
yeah, I could see that it's addictive. But I just can't. I just can't spend so much time playing Farmville, because just chatting on Facebook right now, messaging and status updates of other people and myself, is just really busy already. And Farmville is just, this is gonna kill my time, and I don't think I can even. I don't have the patience, so I'm sorry. I just can't. But you're into it. I see posts of people saying, you know, asking his friends to water his crops or something. But I don't know. I just get into it.
But speaking of Farmville, though, there's actually some really hot bears that play it, though.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I'll show you a picture of one of this guy. He's actually he's a bear, and he's like one of those Uber farmers or something. He's like the only guy that I know, and he's like the number one on my friends list. That's the highest level. I don't know any other guys out there that are higher than
him. Is he really a farmer, though? I mean, no. In real life,
He's actually an IT guy. Actually, he doesn't live far from here. He lives in York, Pennsylvania. So,
oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
He kind of looks like Michael too.
Oh, really? Which Michael? Your Michael or my Michael?
Yeah, my Michael.
Your Michael. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets confusing, listener. We both, our partners are named Mike, are named Michael. So, yeah, Farmville. There you go. And you know what's dying down, though? Mafia Wars. I don't see anyone playing Mafia Wars. It's more Farmville now.
I used to play Mafia Wars, but I don't even play that anymore. And Johnny used to play that, and I think he even stopped too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, speaking of Johnny, I saw him last Friday night. We went to watch Iron Man 2. And you haven't seen it yet, right?
No, not yet. Okay.
I should say it's a good sequel. It's a good sequel. The action, more of the action in the towards the end. It's more storytelling than real CGI action. And I forgot the guy's name. The one who played the Brody or something. It's a good thing they recasted that person. So it's good. It's good that having War Machine and Iron Man running around there and killing all those drones. And you know why they made it drones, made it real robots, so just easy to destroy or kill them. You know, it's kind of avoid having to spill a lot of blood. Yeah, but it's good. They have the cameo of Captain America's shield, and towards the end, you have to watch the end. They're going to show the Thor's hammer, so you know it's going to be the Avenger next very soon. So,
was this number two Iron Man? Was it better than the first one, or would you say? Or
oh no, I think the first one's better. I think the first one's better. I did watch the first one's better. The first one, because I had to watch it first, so you know, kind of a refresher before I watch the second one. So yeah, it's highly recommendable. If it's a 10, if you think that Iron Man 1 is 10, Iron Man 2 is about in the 9 or 8.5, but it's still good. It's highly recommendable. So. Maybe our listeners would like to are into sci-fi, and I know if Ray was here, he would be talking about it a lot because he enjoyed it. He enjoyed the film too, you better watch it too. Are you planning to watch it soon, or are you gonna wait for it in DVD?
I don't know yet. I'm gonna see what Michael thinks, and if he's into watching, maybe we'll both go.
It's not in 3D, so. I don't know. Mm. It's not in 3D, so would you rather... If it's a 3D movie, you would watch it in the big screen, would you?
I think so. Is it IMAX?
You'd be watching it in IMAX. Yeah.
It is my IMAXable?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Watch it in IMAX, so it's like a tennis game. It's looking like that, so it's hard. It's hard to watch if you're very near, so you have to be... It's a good thing Ray and the others were able to watch it pretty far, so yeah. IMAX, go watch it. You guys might, listeners might want to watch it. But anyway, okay, but before we go on, we're going to my interview with my mom. It's actually, I had my mom in the show, so... okay, here's my mom from California, from the Bay Area.
unavailable to take your call.
Hello?
Hi, Mom. It's Nard.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm eating pancit.
You're eating pancit? Okay. Eating noodles. Nice. I'm happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, for dinner, you're having...
pancit bihon.
Pancit bihon. Oh, nice. Did you get it from a Filipino store? Did you cook it yourself?
No, I cooked it.
Oh, you cooked it yourself. Nice. Okay. So, when you make one, when you made the pancit, the noodles, is it enough for four, enough for five, or is it just for you?
Enough for you, kuya, and me.
Oh, okay,
and
nice.
Some excess
for a few days, for leftovers.
No, the whole pack.
The whole pack. Okay, nice. Okay, so Mom, how did you celebrate Mother's Day last weekend?
Oh, we were greeted by Joy.
Oh, okay.
The restaurant.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where did you guys go?
In Auckland. And how?
What kind of? Oh, it's a Vietnamese restaurant.
Vietnamese, it's nice.
I thought you got. I thought you went to Sizzlers.
Hmm?
You didn't go to Sizzlers. I thought that's one of your favorite restaurants.
No.
No, not anymore. But because I remember many years ago.
For a change, he went to East 18 Auckland.
Oh, okay. So how do you like it? It's a Vietnamese restaurant.
Oh, yes. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Did you order
soup.
Noodles? yes.
Soup.
I like...
Soup
got
with
some...
toge with...
soup with... With bean sprouts. That's right. Nice.
Beef stew.
Yeah. Oh, beef stew. You got the beef stew one. So it's red. It's reddish in color. So
yeah, reddish.
Yeah. Whenever I go to a Vietnamese restaurant, I always eat chicken noodle with bean sprouts and with egg noodles, and I like it a lot that way. And I like the broth, and I don't have to order since there's a lot of water in it. I don't order soda anymore, and I remember Dad would tell me, "Why do you have to get soda? Why do you have to drink a lot of soda if?" You're eating noodles. You have a lot of water in it already, so.
You had tea.
Oh, you had tea. Okay. So it's a Mother's Day out. The girls stayed. It's Mother's Day. It's also our aunt's celebration, I guess. Yeah. Joy's mom. Mm-hmm. So after that, did you go out for dessert or anything?
No, we go straight home.
You're straight home after that? Okay.
After eating, it was already, what time? About 9 o'clock. We went to the bakery for our dessert.
Oh, there you go. You did go get dessert. Did you go to Goldilocks? Did you get...
No, it's a Chinese. Not Chinese. American bakery.
It's an American bakery. Oh, you went to an American, not Goldilocks.
Lake Merritt Bakery.
Bakery. What did you get? Did you guys get cake? Some nice bear food? Or pastries or what?
Pastries,
okay. That's nice. There is one here in Houston. It's called Gold Ribbon, and they serve... pretty much the same thing as Goldilocks does. They serve both tarts.
Instead of Goldilocks.
Yeah. There's a competitor here in Houston. Yeah. And they also have buffets. Over here, it's always whenever it's a Filipino restaurant here in Houston, it's always a buffet. And they're in California. I think they're in the Bay Area. They don't usually have buffets there, or do they? Do you have a Filipino buffets there in California?
No,
right? They don't have Filipino buffets. Over here, it's always a buffet. I don't know why. I guess it's more economical that way. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, we're far from the Italy, Filipino eateries. No, we had to go to Union City. Cerrito has no more Goldilocks.
There's no more Goldilocks. It was taken over by the Chinese and Vietnamese community, right?
Yeah.
They kicked Chinese, out the Filipinos. Japanese. I don't know why.
Vietnamese.
Yeah.
Noodles.
Yeah, Vietnamese noodles, so that's what you got. Have you tried their egg rolls, the Vietnamese egg rolls?
Oh, yes. Mm. Egg rolls.
Yeah. So it's good you wrap it. You get the fried ones and you have to wrap it and stuff with the lettuce and dip it in fish sauce. Mm, so yummy. I don't know if the listeners like Vietnamese food. So what are you doing now? Are you watching soap operas right now, Filipino soap operas?
No, because of the election, there is nothing
right.
was taped.
There's
no drama today.
No drama today.
Because the election.
Because there's election right now in the Philippines. Oh, yeah, listeners, there's it's elections in the Philippines, presidential elections. So I heard that Gloria Macapagal is still running, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what position in Pampanga.
Oh, really? She's running in the lower office. She's not running for president anymore, is she?
Oh, no.
No, she can't because she cannot. Yeah, it's kind of weird. In the Philippines, you can only...
And you know,
Mona
is feeding and number two, ERAP.
Oh, really?
Yeah, ERAP almost is trying to beat.
Oh, wow. Yeah, ERAP is the Joseph Estrada. He was the one who... He was a former president and he got impeached. He was impeached, right? And Gloria Macapagal took over. Yeah, because of plunder. Yeah. It's really sad. Really sad from the Philippines because of that. But right now, yeah, I guess it's busy. They're doing the elections right now and it's going to be a very long process, I understand. And, well, don't you plan to vote? Can you vote?
I'm not dual.
You're not dual citizen. Okay, you have to be a
I'm not dual citizen.
You have to be at least a dual citizen to do it. Yeah, I don't know if I will do a dual citizen.
Junior and this morning are dual.
Oh, they are? Okay. I think you have to do that if you have property in the Philippines.
Yes, so properties.
If you have properties in the Philippines, you have to be a dual citizen. Yeah. So
you have the property too.
So I have to be a dual. I have to, okay.
The dual too.
Oh, so I have to get dual citizenship soon too. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But anyway, how's the weather there right now in the Bay Area? Is it really cold, ma'am?
It's cold. It's even raining.
It's raining and cold.
Raining, cold. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what's I haven't checked on the weather right now. Over here it's a little muggy, it's a little humid, and it's cool in the morning and in the evening. It's really hot in the afternoon, but it's generally okay. It's not, but the humidity is really bad. You get really sweaty easily when you just go out, but it's cool enough in the evenings. So we just stay indoors anyway, so it's not that bad. And actually, oh, I should tell you, Mom, I'm going to visit my sister. I'm going to Timaan in next month in Orlando.
Who?
Me. I'm visiting my sister.
Oh, yeah, you're attending something?
Yeah. No, Mike is. Mike is attending a seminar. And he's attending a conference in Daytona, and I decided to go there to Florida also to meet him. But at the same time, meet my sister. She's in Orlando, and I'm going to visit her for the first time. I've never been to her place before, so I'd like to see. You've been there before. Is it really big? Does she have a big place?
Oh, yeah. Big house.
Big house, okay. Yeah, we'll check it out. I want to see what's going on in Orlando. We were planning something. We don't know what we're going to do. Maybe go to Disney World or go to MGM. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Maybe she'll surprise me with something. And I'll get to...
Why don't you stay in the hotel?
Stay in the hotel?
You know, when we were there, the family of little boy mm-hmm. came. They stayed in the hotel in Disney. And they only pay the whole family there for. They only pay $80.
$80 for four the whole of them. Family. Okay.
Four
so it's
them.
Cheaper to stay in hotel than to stay with my sister. Huh? Okay. Might cost mm-hmm. me. But we'll see. I'm just going to be there for 2 days and then go to Daytona after that and then come back home after that. So we'll see what's cooking. I haven't been to Orlando for many years. I mean, the last time was probably 2000 or 1998, 1999. I'm not sure. It's been a long time. But Orlando is a very nice city.
2000, when I was this, I mistook them.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
2001.
Yeah, that's right, 2001. Oh, which reminds me, Mom, Ray's supposed to join us tonight, but he's sick. He's sick right now. I remember I told you we were going to give you a call. And
hi.
Yeah, Ray is sick right now. I don't know why. He's getting a headache. He's got a headache right now, and he's not feeling too well. And he said, oh, you got to... if you're gonna call your mom, you better call her alone, because I can't. He can't make it. So I feel I feel sorry for Ray right now. He doesn't feel well. Anyway, he's not feeling well, so he cannot join us. That's it with Ray. I wanted him to be in the show too, but he wanted to talk to you. He wanted to talk to you also. You know, chat a little bit, maybe. Put me on the spot, but it's a good thing he's not on. He's gonna ask you. He could have asked you some weird questions about my childhood. So, I guess I've got shielded away from that. But I just wanted to call and greet my mom. Happy Mother's Day. So, what are you gonna do now? Are you ready to go to bed or something?
Yeah, I have to clean the apartment.
You have to clean the apartment?
Yeah, we're having an inspection 2 weeks now.
Oh, okay. You have to inspect the place, okay. Hide those contraband. No, I'm kidding. No. Anyway, Mom, okay. I will call you later, and thank you for being in the show again. I will call you up whenever it's Mother's Day.
Okay.
Okay, happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Thank you.
I love you, Mom.
I love you too, my son.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was my mom. Thank you thank you, Mom, for being in the show. Happy Mother's Day. It's nice to have my mom in the show once in a while. And it usually happens during Mother's Day. We should have had Ray's mom, but Ray is sick right now, so he can't join us. Oh, I wonder if you listen to something. I don't know if you can hear this. Hold on. Watch your bad romance. Oh, you can't hear it. Watch your ugly. Watch your deceit. I want your ass. Okay. So, yeah, well, can you hear me now, Jeff?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you when you were when that thing was playing.
Oh, okay, so you... Anyway, that video that I just played to you, it's actually these kids or a cappella group there in Oregon, in college there, I think. They're called the On the Rocks, and they played Bad Romance by Lady Gaga. It's a cover. They did a cover. It's really funny. I wanted to play it because it's all over Facebook right now, and people pointing out the bear who's been singing. It's actually a bearish guy who's doing one of the leads. So pretty good. Just look at my Facebook wall and you'll be able to see it. Yeah. So that's on Facebook right now. It's all over. It's been seen a million times already on YouTube. Anyway, so let's move on. Okay. I want to ask you, you have an iPad.
Yes.
Okay. So let's see it. Right now, is it over here with you?
No, it's actually downstairs.
It's downstairs? Okay. But anyway, so how do you like it so far?
I like it. It's I remember seeing your review saying, you know, you weren't really, you know, big on it. Mm-hmm. But it's weird though. What really got me in it was when I was using it and when I was just looking at all the icons and you flick from one page to another, it just seemed so quick and it was very fast responsive. Mm-hmm. And what I decided to do was since I have a jailbroken iPhone, and with my jailbroken iPhone, I have an app that's called My Wii, and it allows me to turn my iPhone into a hotspot.
Okay.
And I really like that idea because then I decided to get the iPad, and I decided not to get the 3G iPad, mainly because put the money into it and actually get a 32 gigabyte. And I wanted the iPad mainly so that I can actually do the Netflix app on the go. Mm-hmm. That's what I like about it. And that's one of the big reasons why I got it, so that I can entertain myself on the go and watch movies because we travel a lot.
Yeah, that'd be nice to watch Netflix on the iPad. I know I'll be liking it, but I'm kind of very wary about first generation, so I'll get the one next year. I'm sure it's going to be cheaper next year, even maybe. That's what I think. But it's just me. I just get the second generation all the time.
But the thing is you also have to remember when you're doing a first generation thing. I understand what you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
because you know it bugs and everything. But you also have to understand it's an Apple product. I mean, you know, it's not like a Windows first generation. You know, it's an Apple first generation.
That's true.
So that, yes. I think that makes a big difference.
Yeah, I guess there are exceptions because they really how should I say it's a Apple really does do a good job with the hardware and everything. You know, it's going to work. You know, so far, have you tried? Have you downloaded the Wolf app?
The Wolf app.
Wolf. It's the Bear Wolf. Wolf iPhone app. It's a Bear Wolf iPhone app. I talked about it.
Oh, the Wolf app.
The Wolf app. Yeah, we talked about it.
Wolf app.
Yeah, WOOF. Yeah, it's made by.
I thought you meant WOLF.
No. It's yeah, it's a nice app. It costs 99 cents, and it's available in the iPad. And right now, there are new updates. Right now, when I first got it, it was only working well with the iPhone. And now they made an update to it that it's going to be working now with the iPad, wherein you can there's an event list there wherein you can click on that and you should be able to see a map where the event is. And of course they have upgraded it so it would work with the iPad. So now the Wolf app is now iPad friendly. So I don't know how it looks on your iPad because I haven't seen it myself.
I'll have to download it.
Yeah, and check it out. Maybe you can do a review. Yeah, it's a good effort because you know it. Inside the app, there's a bear browser, not a browser, but a bear browser. But you go to the bear browser and you'll be able to see not events, but. Clubs or podcasts, Bear Podcast is on it, and websites and blogs and music sources and stuff like that. So other than that, there's also a guide or a list of events wherein you can, like I said, you can click on an event and you should be able to see a map where that event is. So yeah, I'd like to see the iPad version. So I don't know anyone here right now in Houston who has one.
I was just thinking I could download it, and when I finish downloading it, I could actually send you screenshots of it.
There you go. Yeah. Let's see how it goes.
Do you know the guy that writes it or that created the app?
Yeah, actually, when I talked about it on the show about two episodes ago, the author of the application contacted me. Actually, he's on the Facebook fan page of Bear Podcast. He contacted me, thank you for reviewing the app, and we're trying to get it out on the iPad also. There's going to be an update, so that's how I find out that he has made some updates. So it's great. It's actually an idea by Shannon Grady. You know Shannon. It was his idea, and turns out this guy Lou Miranda, he's the one who does the applications, iPhone app. So he made the bear themed one. I think it's the first bear themed one ever. Yeah. So yeah, just check it out if you can download it on your iPad. Yeah. So how's the other stuff like book reading? Have you tried downloading books?
When you first use the book app, it actually comes with a free book. It comes with a Winnie the Pooh. So I actually was reading Winnie the Pooh.
Okay. Nice.
It's pretty good though. Because you can resize the text and the fonts. And
is there any chance that they're going to port these iBook things in the iPhone?
I think they will, because I've actually read somewhere that they're going to come out with an app for it for the iPhone, so that you can actually read them on the iPhone too.
Okay, good. Because I'm very comfortable with reading stuff in my iPhone, so I don't mind having to read anything in my iPhone, because I cannot do without my cell phone, my smartphone, because it's very useful. I can read anything under the sheets. And for me, having an iPad, it's pretty hard under the sheets. It's pretty big. having the iPhone just with one hand, it's pretty easy. And, you know, being able to listen to music or even play a game. Speaking of games, I also downloaded the Iron Man 2 video game on the iPad, so I wanted to try it. And that one's pretty slick. I don't know if you're into games. I know you're into Farmville, Jeff, so so I don't think there's Farmville on the iPhone yet, so.
Oh, it's coming. It's
oh
coming.
No. Oh no, it's coming.
I read that it's coming.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me just Let me see. I want to read an email here. Hold on. I got an email from Brian. Search mail. Hello. Here we go. All right. Here's an email from Brian. He's commenting on the last episode, I guess. He says that, once again, howdy, Daddy Ray and Nard. Although Ray's not here. He says, once again, really enjoy the podcast. Makes my work day go in a pleasant way. Ray, would you read me a bedtime story at Bear Watch? Maybe I should read this to him again next time. Okay, Nard was right. If the online college uses Flash for its classes, then the iPad is not the device to use. So, do you do online classes, Jeff?
I have done it before.
But aren't they in Flash? Some of them.
No, they're actually not. The ones that I did weren't.
But do you think most of them are in Flash, you think?
I've seen some like material in Flash, but not the whole class itself isn't in Flash.
How about the exams or the tests?
It's usually on Blackboard, which is, I think it's JavaScript. So it's just JavaScript and web pages.
So. All right, okay. So yeah, I said that... a regular Mac or a PC laptop will do, he says. But if the books for the class are in ebook format, then by all means, go for it. Go for the iPad. It would be nice to have the iPad having ebooks for, you know, your school books in ebook format. Currently, the iPad does not have a print capability, but there are several apps that will do the trick. Haven't tried this yet, he says. And he's saying, Nard, come to the Apple side. Brian, I have been to the Apple side for, you know, since 2007. I've been using Mac products since then. But right now, it's just, iPad, we'll have to wait. Okay. Anyway, Daddy Ray, you were so right about the telephone vid. The cub is so breathable. Nice. It's not funny. Yeah, I think he's gay beyond a doubt. Have you read Vince's book yet? I don't know which Vince's book yet. It's not a hard read. Have issues with it and have discussed it with Vince last year. Oh, I remember. This is the leather book. Leather bear manual book. Yeah, I think that's he was talking about. Anyway, so thanks, Brian. Thank you, Brian, for the email. Maybe we'll read this again when Ray is on board so he can comment on it. Okay, so right now, are there ebooks available for the iPad?
Yes, there are. And I'm not a big reader, but Michael is. So he's downloaded books and he's read a couple of them. He loves them. He's read several already. So.
Oh, okay. Let me rephrase that. I said ebooks, but how about school ebooks?
I don't know, but I really hope they do. I mean, it's kind of sucks that, you know, I'm at the end of college, but it would have been nice if, you know, if they had it at when I was in college. But I really hope that they do, because it would make it a lot easier carrying the books around.
So. Yeah, imagine that all in the iPad or on whatever tablet that you use. Right now, any kind of iPad clone that's being done right now, they're all subpar and was it HP was trying to do that slate thing and it's a failure. They're not gonna. It's kind of embarrassing. They're not gonna continue with it. I think they want to go for an Android or something. Mm-hmm.
And Borders just came out with one too, or they're gonna come out with one, and it's gonna be $150. So it's gonna be one of the cheapest ebook readers, but. I don't think it's going to be as with that price. There's no way it can compete with the iPad.
But there is one coming up with Archos. There's an Archos 7, which is running on Android. That is a nice tablet, but it runs on Android, and I'm quite sure it's going to be. It's in pre-sale right now. Pre-sale right now on Amazon, and it's. I'm sure it can be in. An ebook reader soon too, but it's only $200.
Wow,
$200 for an Android tablet, which I think is gonna be. I think I would go for that one, but then again, it needs to be second generation. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm so second generation-ish. But anyway, yeah, we've been going on for some time now. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff, for joining me in the show. I know it's a kind of a short notice, and I'm glad you're growing your hair long.
Oh, yeah.
I almost didn't recognize you there.
Some bears actually like it. They were messaging me and telling me that they like the shag look and they want it longer, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't really like it. I feel like kind of like a girl with all this long hair. So.
It's easier to grab your head, you know, for grip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the high and tight, though.
Me too. I like my hair short either. Also, my Mike also like my hair short. So, yeah. So anyway, I hope you having a warm day there right now in New York. So how's the weather there? Is it warm? Is it cold?
It's freezing. Massive, like really super hard nipple cold.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right.
Good for sex, but. Good for sex, but when you're not having sex, you're freezing your ass off.
Ah,
so.
Okay. So it's good to know that you're going to have a lot of sex to keep yourself warm. Okay. All right. So thank you, Jeff. So how can people contact you? What's the best way?
They can reach me on Big Muscle Bear. My screen name is Mr. Panda Bear. That's MrPandaBehr.
Okay. That and the same thing as Flickr, right? So you can see your pictures.
Yep, Flickr too. That's Flickr the same also. Username.
Yeah, all right, that's cool. So thank you again, Jeff. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, and thank you, Nard.
Okay. So everyone out there, listeners, thank you for listening. If you want to comment on this, go to the website, to the official website at bearpodcast.com. And you can also send us email, show@bearpodcast.com. Subscribe via iTunes. Follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. And call us on the voicemail line at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Okay, and yeah, also on the website, leave your comments on the website. It'd be nice to hear from you guys. And Jeff, what are you doing? You're transferring me. You're making me dizzy. Oh my god!
I'm bringing you downstairs
so you can get
the
iPad.
Bear.
I'll see the. Oh, okay. Let's see the bear. Let's see the bear. Oh, hi. Hi, Michael.
How are you?
Oh, great. It's good to see you. Wow. You look woofy today. Oh, he can hear me. That's right. He can hear me. He can't hear me because you got.
No. Oh, he can't hear you. Yeah.
That's right. Okay. Well, we're going to wrap this up. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.